Good morning, guys. Listen, I've just got to say, you know, I love my rugby league, but I want to say congratulations to the Australian cricket team because I'm a massive cricket fan, as we all are. But, you know what, I'm so glad the NRL is back. You know, I get to call the game tonight with Matty Johns and stuff at Triple M at ANZ Stadium. I couldn't have a better game than South and the Roosters.
That's a good way to start the year.
Oh, so good. There's so much rivalry there, so much... I'm not going to just say hate, but love and hate. You know, it's a very good respect. But the fans, I could see the fans just really bubbling for this game, and I just think it's a nice way to start the 2014 season. Look, I think the players have certainly they've gotten fitter. I think we saw just recently in the Nines, you know, there's a lot of injuries because I think a lot of their clubs are pushing their players to the nth degree. Like they're maximising whatever they're doing, whether it's lifting, whether it's running. But, you know, we've got to be smart about it. You know, we want these guys to be the best that they can be, but we want them on the field. So I just think, you know, you're going to see a lot more structured play, I think, for some teams, you know. And then you get those blokes who play a bit ad lib, you guys like Thurston, you know, guys like Jamie Soward, who's obviously gone to the Panthers, you know. So the first month, it's like a boxer in the first couple of rounds. You're just trying to sort it out where you're going, you know, what sort of structure you're going to play with, you know. And some teams are going to be confident, more confident through the season. Like last year, the Roosters, mate, no one really gave them a chance to win the grand final. Mate, they've won the grand final and won the World Club Challenge, and looking like they can go back-to-back with their squad. You know, there's only one change to their team tonight. Oh, yeah, I've got no doubt. Look, every year, you know, when you talk about teams going back-to-back, in the last couple of years, you know, Melbourne Storm have been in and about. Manly have sort of been there. But it's about the back end of the season. They sort of get a bit tired, you know, and teams are bringing it every week. And that's the hardest thing about being a premiership team. There's no easy games. Everyone wants to knock you off, you know. And, you know, I know they're a confident outfit, the Roosters, but, you know, he's the Bunnies tonight. Sam Burgess, you know, I know he's going to Union. Sonny Bill's going to Union after this year. So, there's going to be no love lost there. Well, the last couple of years, they've just been disappointing in that final series. You've got to go to the next level. The best teams and the best players go to the next level. And, you know, Inglis has been wonderful through the season. And he just sort of comes back into his shell a little bit because, you know, they double-team him, they shut him down in the big games, and then someone else has got to step up. So tonight, young Dylan Walk will go to 5'8". So he's going to have the acid test put on him tonight, you know, playing there at 5'8". So, you know, it's up to him. But it's also up to guys like, you know, the Burgess boys to step up. And I think what the Bunnies are going to have to do is let their fans know that, okay, the last 2 years that they've, you know, they've probably fallen at the last sort of hurdle there, but they've learnt from that. And I think Michael Maguire, you know, I think he's a good coach and he's quite experienced now, and people really rate him. So it's going to be a good test for them tonight. Look, I'll be honest, you know, I have a bit to do with the Dragons, and not so much the coaching, more so the corporate and the media side. I think the Dragons have got a pretty good squad. It's just about putting it together. And unfortunately for the Dragons, there's going to be no gelling period. They're going to have to win games from the start. And West Tigers on Sunday, it's going to be one of those games where you just got to win. And for Stephen Price and that team, you know, Gareth Widdop brings a lot of experience and confidence, but they've got to gel quickly, and if they don't gel quickly, they're going to be at the bottom of the table again. So, look, I've actually tipped the Dragons to make the eight, just make the eight. But if they get some injuries, and obviously Dugan's out for 4 or 5 weeks, you know, Adam Quinn's got to step up. So they're like a lot of other teams. They're like the Tigers, they're like the Panthers, they're like the Raiders. If they lose a couple of games early in the season, I'm not saying they're gone, but their confidence could very well dwindle. Well, you know, you've had two wooden spoons the last 2 years. I don't think it can get any worse, and Brad Arthur is a pretty good coach. I like the fact that you've bought, you know, William Hopwhite has been for 2 years. He'll be a superstar. It'll take him about probably 4 to 5 weeks to get his timing back and get a bit of weight back on. And Jarryd Hayne, I think the World Cup for him, I think it's made him realise what sort of a player he can be. Everyone knows he can be dynamic and he can be, you know, red hot. Some people say rocks are diamonds, but that consistent level he played at the World Cup, that's what he needs to bring to the Parramatta team. And look, I think they're going to miss the eight, but I think they're going to do a lot better. I think they're going to be there around between, you know, 8 to 12, sort of. I think they just missed out in the eight, but they're going to be heaps better. And I think Brad Arthur is a very well-respected coach, and it's going to be a good challenge for him, but I don't think he can go any worse than what they've done the last 2 years.
Good.
That's a really good... I'm going to go early. I'm going to say Manly. You can't write Manly off. Manly, they've got two of the best halves in the game. The Stewart brothers are there, and if this is Glenn Stewart's last year, if he doesn't get re-signed, they've just got, you know, Brent Lawrence. They've just got players. Mate, Manly just have a habit of not going away and doing the unexpected. And I just want what Manly are about. And also, you've seen Cherry Evans has already been nominated as favourite for the Daly M. Yeah. I think there's a lot about, you know, that squad, you know, Steve Maddow's experience, Jamie Lyon. So, listen, they won't lose a great deal there, you know. I think they lost George Rose and a couple others. But let me tell you, I think Manly is still a team to beat.